Eastern Kentucky head football coach Mark Elder. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we've actually, the phone number that we had, I'll just let you know, I am now enrolled in graduate classes at Eastern Kentucky, which would really look odd since my bachelor's degree is at from Western Kentucky. So,
well, that's all right. You can actually get sharpened up then if you can get into our grad school program. We've got a lot of great programs that could probably clean up a lot of those issues that you got over in Bowling Green.
Oh, man, here we go. See, I'm well, I even add to that, you may or may not know I'm the voice of the TSU Tigers. So, you know, you're – and now you're coming down here in Nashville pulling out kids and everything. Man, I tell you what, Mark, in the 3 years and – of course, the great tradition. You know, I grew up on Jimmy Fikes at Western, Roy Kidd at Eastern Kentucky, sure. And the Hall of Fame coaches. But that first year, 3-8 and 2-6 in league play, 4-7 and 3-5. This year, past year, 7-4, 5-2, third in the OVC standings. Mark, it just looks like you have a natural progression that you're building on those national recruiting classes.
Well, we certainly think so, and obviously. I'm a big believer in you are what you are, and what we were last year is done and gone, and we have to start over from scratch with 0-0, and what we did last year has no bearing, good or bad, on what we're going to do this year. That's been the way we felt from the get-go, and thank goodness, it certainly didn't start off like gangbusters when we win three games. So, you know, big believer that what we do this fall is going to be based upon the men that are in the room right now, the work ethic, the camaraderie, all of those things that we put together starting back in January all the way until we start playing games is going to be what matters. So feel great about this team. Think that we've got the most talented team that we've had, the toughest team that we've had, the most athletic team that we've had, and the most together team that we've had. So all those things are certainly pointing in the right direction, and I do think there's a trend as far as our success going from very little to having a good year last year to I think that we're moving in the right direction, but we got to go earn it this offseason and preseason and so forth.
Well, just speaking of that, what, spring practice next week? It's already here. Is that what do you start, Wednesday?
Yes, sir. We went early this year, which was this is the earliest we've ever been. I think this is actually the earliest I've ever in my 20 years of coaching ever been as far as the spring practice is concerned. So we wanted to get things going and got a good training leading up to that. But then we're also going to get another cycle after our spring practices before we let those guys loose for the summer and then start our summer training. But very, very excited about starting with our spring practice on Wednesday. We've got a lot of new faces as far as coaching staff and scheme of what we're doing, particularly on the offense. Defense is all intact, and offensively, we have four new coaches, though, a new offensive coordinator, a new O-line coach, new tight ends coach, new receiver coach. So we're going to have a little different look compared to what we have in the past. And really excited about each of those guys. I think that our players are excited about the new staff members and the direction that we're headed. But can't wait to get going on Wednesday. We go Wednesday, Thursday. Then we actually get to play real football on Saturday, put helmet and shoulder pads on and all that, and continue on from there.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder. You can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Elder, EKU. You mentioned about your staff. I thought it was really nice. And I was going to say a really nice touch, but you wouldn't bring him back if he couldn't do the job. But the former Eastern Kentucky head coach Danny Hope, he won the 2007 OVC championship and, you know, obviously head coach at Purdue. I think it's really nice bringing him back to your staff because I know a lot of people at Eastern Kentucky think a lot of him, and I know what he thinks about Eastern Kentucky.
Yes, no question. Well, I don't know if nice would be the right term. I think that we're very fortunate to have him. Danny and I have built a very, very good relationship over the last couple of years. And he has a deep down love for EKU. And I have always had a great amount of respect for him, seen him from afar. throughout my coaching career and had a tremendous amount of respect for him. And so just got in touch with him by phone. And the last 2 years, he's actually come up quite a bit and watched our practices, watched spring, watched fall. And I invited him to come in and critique us. It was outstanding for us to have a fresh set of eyes, somebody that's not on the inside, that sometimes when you're on the inside and you're doing the same thing every day, you might miss a couple of those warts or broken glass or whatever you want to call it, that because it's what you know and what you do on a daily basis. So brought him in several times a year and had him just take notes and watch us practice. And it was great. Nobody felt great afterwards because he'd come in and be as honest could be and shred us on the things that we weren't doing well and we needed to improve. But we're a bunch of guys that just want to improve and get better. So I had built a great relationship with him. And then when, Coach Heff went on to the Buffalo Bills, that was a very quick phone call to see if gauge any interest on his end, because I thought that would be a no-brainer if we could get him from him as a position coach. I think he'll do a tremendous job with the O-line. I think he'll bring a great edge of toughness to us and then just unbelievable experience. And then the icing on top is that he's an EKU alum who was a captain on a national championship appearance team and former head coach and conference coach of the year and all those things. So very excited to have him back in the program. But we got a couple other coaches that are very, very excited about having with us. Adam Austin is our new offensive coordinator, very, very experienced guy, been the play caller at Midwestern State down in Texas, Division II school for the past 6 years. And had an unbelievably successful offense, averaging almost 40 points a game over that time. Dante Ellington, the wide receiver coach, worked with Coach Austin the last couple of years. I think he's going to do a tremendous job of developing our wide receivers and is a great fit as far as knowing the system that Coach Austin's going to be instilling and then implementing. And then Troy Rothenbuehler, who, you know, I faced him when he was at Bowling Green. He was the offensive coordinator at Finley for a number of years, put up some great points, and then most recently was with the Arizona Cardinals as a quality control assistant for the offense. So I think we've really added some bright coaches, some very, very good coaches to the offensive side of the ball.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder at Coach Elder EKU on Twitter. And you graduated from Case Western Reserve in Cleveland in 2000, the master's degree from Akron. That's where you started your coaching career. And, you know, you talk about people laying a foundation. Couple years at Akron, Lehigh, Iona, Wayne State, 2 years at Michigan. Then you hooked up with Butch Jones, 3 years at Central Michigan, 3 years at Cincinnati, 3 years at Tennessee, and now heading into your fourth year at Eastern Kentucky. And then, of course, man, when I think of what you did with special teams there, I'm thinking Evan Berry. Only thing he did was lead the nation in kickoff returns. And so when you reflect back on your time at Tennessee, obviously we're here in Nashville. What's some of your takeaways from that?
Well, I absolutely loved my time there. Tennessee's a special place. The fans are, I really think, some of the best in the country, if not the best. Very, very supportive of the program. And obviously the place is designed to win and provide everything that you could possibly want and need to help you win. And so I loved my time there. And really felt it was tough to win, because I just loved the place and loved Knoxville, loved the people, everything about it was a really special experience, and I certainly enjoyed the young men that were there, and that's really why I got into coaching, is enjoying those young men and then watching some of the success that they had, which was great to see. So still keep in touch with a number of those guys. I'm very, very proud of the success on and off the field many of those guys have had. We certainly had a really good run there on special teams. You know, you talked about Evan Berry. He's just spectacular on kickoff return. Led the country, broke an NCAA record with him there. Cam Sutton, led the country in punt returns that year. This is an amazing stat up. One year we had three punters on the roster that this past year were starting NFL punters. So Mike Pilardi, Matt Darr, and Trevor were all on the same college roster. And 4 years later, there's three guys that are starting in the NFL. How about that? You don't see that very often. So, we just had a special run there on teams as well. I loved my time. I really did. And I'm still cheering for them, still wishing them the best.
Eastern Kentucky football coach Mark Elder will catch up with you throughout the spring. And good luck part of this coming season, okay? Is TSU, I don't even know if TSU's on the roster this year, on the schedule. But anyway, thank you, Mark, always.
We've had a couple tight ones with them the last two times we've played them where it's come down to it. So looking forward to that one.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, take care.